This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lava from a volcanic eruption reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday as thousands evacuated. Goma residents grabbed mattresses and other belongings as they recalled the last eruption in 2002, which killed 250 people and left 120,000 people homeless. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes, and its red glow painted the nighttime sky above the lakeside city of about 2 million as some fled east toward the frontier with neighboring Rwanda, while others escaped to the west. A volcano expert said Saturday new fractures opened, allowing the lava to flow southward toward Goma after initially flowing east toward Rwanda. He says it appears the lava is headed toward city center, but is difficult to forecast. Power is out across much of the area, and phone lines are busy. Myanmar's Teachers Federation says more than 125,000 school teachers have been suspended by military authorities for joining a civil disobedience movement to oppose the nearly four-month and still ongoing military coup. The suspensions have come days before the start of a new school year, which some teachers and parents are boycotting as part of the campaign that has paralyzed the country since the coup cut short a decade of democratic reforms. It sidelines more than a quarter of all teachers, as Myanmar had about 430,000 teachers based on 2019 data. The disruption at schools echoes that in the health sector and across government and private business since the Southeast Asian country was plunged into chaos by the coup and the arrest of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. About 20,000 university staff have also been suspended, according to the teachers group. This is VOA News.